Does thinking about something brings that thing about? Does thinking about something bring that thing about? Or what mistake the law of attraction people make that makes what they do fraud? The simple answer to the question, does thinking about something bring that thing about? Is no, it doesn't. But it is not for the reason you think. It is because thinking about does not connect you to what you are thinking about. Attention does. Thinking about doesn't use your attention, only your mind. Your mind has nothing to do with your attention, unless you identify yourself with your mind. If you do, you will think that you are your thought, not what you direct your thought at, and that is just as weak as not having any attention. They say in business, whatever you give your attention to grows. Whatever you measure, because measuring needs your undivided attention and thorough understanding of what you measure, so whatever you measure will grow. What is attention? Where does it come from? What is the nature of attention? Attention is one distinct aspect of a human being. It is not mind, it is not eyes, it is not intention, not visualization, not thinking about, not even thinking. The starting point of attention, emphatically located in the backside of your chest. If you wore a bra, it is where your bra meets your spine. Interestingly, the trigger for the attention is in the backside of your eyes. If you are able to feel anything, you can actually feel a slight dimple in the back of the yes when you consciously and powerfully put your attention to something. Attention is much like a searchlight, a narrow beam searchlight. It has a direction, but, unlike searchlight, it also has power. It is able to move yourself to what it directs itself to. This is my interpretation, not necessarily the truth, but darn close to it. The self can move with the attention into the object of the attention, like an energy. The self, energetically, is one of those donut-shaped, torus-shaped energy structure. Our self, unfortunately, is fragmented. In my Activate Divinity course, I assist people in finding the lost and denied fragments of the self. Find them so they can restore the original divine self. But just like an amputee has pain in their non-existent limb, you can have pain in your non-present self, emotional pain. The attention always tries to move the whole self, whether its parts are present or not. You cannot be casual and move your attention. And you cannot be thinking about stuff and move your attention at the same time. Also, you cannot worry and move your attention to anything other than to your worry. You need to be clear to move your attention. When you actually move your attention, you will notice that you put power behind it. Multitasking reduces your effectiveness and intelligence. It is because you are trying to move the narrow beam attention from one thing to another and back. This is, in essence, is oscillating between two or three things. Because attention is quite physical in that it takes energy to move it, it takes energy for the self to settle in the new location. Oscillation between two or more destinations is against the nature of, against the design of attention. Hurry also works against attention. On one hand, hurry takes away your power that you would give to attention. And instead it puts that same power into the thought form, we need to hurry. AKA there is something wrong here or somewhere else is better than here. Anything you try to do hurriedly will come out shabby. When I have a deadline, I have practiced this, I calm my mind down that would want to tell me to hurry, and force myself to put all my attention on the one thing I am doing, until it's done. To the degree that the thought, hurry, is still active, to that same degree the action will be ineffective and mistakes will happen. Most people will not know what it means, put power behind an action. Most people only do one thing with power, they resist. Their whole life is a big no. I have a student who alternates between no and going limp. If she could put the power she puts behind no, on something that's a yes, she would be winning in life. She hasn't gotten the concept, yet. Side note, you don't need to put emotion into the attention, actually that may backfire. In my drill calls, connection clinics, the most important thing I teach people is how to use their attention. To tightly control it like you would want to control a sword, or the steering wheel of a vehicle you are driving. Does attention really cause its object to grow? There have been experiments with plants. Plants are good, placebo effect won't work with plants. You decide to pay attention to a particular plant you have access to. You determinedly don't change your actions, just the amount of attention you give to the plant. Time and time again, in every experiment, the results are staggering. In my opinion, this is the reason why Mr. T has produced results with crops. If he did, his results with crops are his claim to fame as a powerful energy practitioner. When crops are given energy, the owner suddenly starts to turn his attention and watch and observe that same growing field with the crops. The results of growth come from the owner's attention, not from the original energy infusion. This may not be true when you get an energy infusion to your body from the same person. A field of crops is homogeneous, and you know what you are paying attention to. The human body and the mind is a complex system, and unless you have the power to pay attention to one thing only, and not the whole, your results will be nothing, or next to nothing. If it is true with plants and crops, then it is true. If it is true, if it is a principle, then is also true in business. The numbers you check frequently start to grow unless you are not connecting to the source of those numbers. You can assign it to an assistant or an AI to check the numbers, but you won't get the same result. They don't connect to the numbers, they have nothing to do with them. You, the owner, have a vested interest. A salesperson does, but only in their commission. Not the company. I have done an experiment recently. I set out to increase my numbers in one of my businesses without increasing my resources. I simply put more attention on that part of my business. My numbers have grown crazy. I am afraid to jinx myself, so I won't tell you how much, but one thing is clear, it's been my fault that that particular business suffered and almost died in the months where I took it for granted, when I expected it to just give and give and give, without me giving it any energy. What is the truth about this whole attention thing? All my examples came from instances where the only real thing that was missing was attention in a business, a job, the crops, and maybe this is true for relationships as well, instances where the resources were already established. Just like Christy Marie Sheldon's abundance course only worked for people that had resources with a lot more potential revenues than what they were already producing, if you have no resources you first need to create some, use the attention to create resources instead of growing your numbers. By the way, most courses produce results by directing your attention. This is true for Christy Marie Sheldon, for T. Harv Eker, for Anthony Robbins. And to some degree some of the results my students experience are due to their increased attention. In addition to this type of results, a course or a coaching/energy session can produce quantum results if it actually adds something or changes something in the participants. My experience has been that causing real additions or changes is rare, and when it happens, it is always energetic. None of the above teachers, Christy Marie Sheldon, D. Harv Eker, or Anthony Robbins, wield energies other than their attention, regardless of what they say. Their results are the predictable 1%, the 1% of all participants that have resources and the tools to work on them. The same thing is not true for my Avatar State audios. If you have resources, they activate them. If you don't, they activate your intention and power to create resources. This is the element that is most missing from all available programs. The Avatar State audios can rebuild you from the ground up. They leave no aspect of you out. All aspects of a human are mandatory for a thriving person: body, mind, constructive thinking, ego, self, soul, subconscious, attention, intention, will, observer/witness are all needed. They have a function that other aspects can't or won't take over. Your current thinking, your tree of knowledge mind holds some of those aspects as desirable and others as undesirable. This puts you out of balance, puts you on the path to inner tension and ineffectiveness. The Avatar State audios restore the balance of your being, so you can live like a human, like a man, not as a puppet serving your masters. Thinking about the activity of the 8 billion is for puppets. So where can you learn to direct your attention? I have live classes, for now, where I teach that. You'll need to hear it many times before it lands. So don't plan to come once. The next class is April 30th at 1 p.m. The one after that is for Europe, Asia, and Australia. May 6th at 8 a.m. my time. And then again on May 14th at 1 p.m. Once you get the hang of it, you can practice on your own. Only check in with me occasionally. Register here. It's free.